Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You've come to the show Edge of Truth. My name is Will Gable, along with Sharon Quinn. We're happy to have all of you with us again today. Our guest call-in number is 619-789-4304. 619-789-4304. And we also have the chat room open for you for any of your ideas, questions, or opinions. We'll be watching that the whole show. So again, we're happy to have all of you with us again today. This bright, sunny day. Thank God. Anyway, today, our show is more in the realm of where are you pretty much and how you're handling your awareness, in the sense of our title is, are we living in a crisis of awareness? Or have we drifted away from our innate ability to perceive with clarity and think constructively with an uninhibited connection to your awareness? So that's a pretty in-depth type of perspective there, as far as are you just listening to what the current narratives are that come across the airwaves or your phone or Facebook or any of that stuff? Those things are there, but I mean, they're not really your way of coming up with a critical thinking narrative of how you see it from an insourced insight within yourself type of perspective. So a lot of it's just being stuff just being thrown around. People are grabbing onto it. There is no awareness in that process at all. It's just, you might as well just be reading the daily newspaper. So Sharon, how are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Good morning, everybody. What's interesting about today's particular program, are we living in a crisis of awareness? The question is, can be looked at through two prongs. One, there is the actual awareness of you yourself, your personal awareness, as well as the awareness of humanity at large, of which you are in the community of life. We have a tendency lately to be drifting away from our personal time with our inner self and contemplating and asking critical awareness questions. I know I'm hearing in my headset my voice reverberating, and I hope it's not coming across the lines. I don't know how to get it to stop because it shouldn't be doing that. But I apologize if that's what's really going on. But at any rate, what's important about today's show is our awareness. Is it connected to our inner self? Do we have clarity with being able to hear and comprehend what our higher self is communicating to us? And we have to always remember your spirit self is who you really are. Your ego mind is chit-chatting along and has a whole different agenda and a very different way in which it thinks and comprehends. It perceives and thinks from beliefs, and it also comprehends and perceives from a fear base, because it is ultimately and in its most basic sense a fear-based machine. And it is a machine, the vehicle for your consciousness, which is your presence. And so what the ego mind is doing, if we're not aware, and even if we are aware, it's filtering what our spirit self is attempting to try to put through in clarity of thought. So it can get clearly muddled. It can get completely turned upside down, and it could get the actual a little bit of correct, a little bit of not correct. And what is correct mean? Correct means it is true and only has truth and clarity with your higher self, with the creator, with the divine. That is really putting in a harmonic with the creator means that we cannot do things which would harm another or harm ourselves. But the biggest issue that we deal with is that very little has been taught to us to help us develop high-level skills of clarity about the difference between these two inner guidance systems. Okay? Very often, we think that our ego mind, which we attained into being more coherent with our spiritual beliefs or whatever, is exactly the same as our higher self talking to us. And yet, as our life goes on, things happen that kind of start to say, oh, I'm wondering if this is correct or true. And it's very frustrating. And I know, because I've been through myself, spent a great deal of my life in this place where you're bouncing around, where you think you're talking to God, you hope you're talking to God, you're pretty sure you think you are doing everything the way you've been taught and told would keep you in connection with the Creator, and yet your life would still have all these painful things going on, all these difficulties, and do yourself, being myself, would be in pain and sorrow. And sometimes irreconcilably so. Nothing would really comfort me truly and deeply. And it made me have a crisis of wondering if I was truly loved by the Creator. And I know that this is, whether we talk about it and have open conversations about it or not, is very much something that many people in the silence of their heart bear witness. You see this, and it's frightening to give words to it, because then, if we don't have another answer, then what? Then we are finding ourselves in this very frightening place of not knowing how to actually mend the fence, so to speak, or bridge the gap. And that puts us in a very uncomfortable, very nervous kind of state if you really look at it straight up. So tend to like to pull the wool blanket up over of our beliefs and cover it up in such a way that we just kind of go on. It's an avoidance technique. It's something that we've become very, very skillful at in modern society. And actually, we've been pretty skillful at it for thousands years. But in modern times, we have a unique way of covering it up. We have technology which can really focus us and do all kinds of busy, busy, busy things. And as long as we are busy, and as long as we are out focused, we don't really have to pay attention to our inner life, do we? But our inner life is where you actually connect with your presence, your Holy Spirit, your higher self, the best part of you, in reality, the only part of you that has any reality and longevity and connection with the divine. The ego mind will never have a connection with the divine again. It's really just an inner vehicle that's translating and shifting your actual communication from your inner self to be so drifted away. It's like not only interference, your ego mind, but it's actually like getting on a party where that part starts to dominate the line and starts talking all the time. And after a while, we don't really realize how to disconnect its line and get back to our higher self line. I know very few people, unless we're going to give up anyway, even know what a party line is. A party line is where phones you use to pick up your phone, and you weren't the only one using that line. There were other people who could also share the line with you. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But that's how things originally started when we had our phones. And people could listen in on other people's conversations. And sometimes the lines even get mixed up. So we can understand that idea. And today we consider it crazy. We wouldn't want to deal with that at all. But you know what? You're dealing with it every single day. As your presence is not the main line. Your higher self is not the one who's primarily got the main line to most people anymore. It's the ego. And therefore, you've got a party line going on. And it really helps to have awareness of this. That would be one of the crises you can have of awareness, is not being aware of what's actually going on with yourself. This also extends further to how our world has become turned right upside down. And we get a lot of information from the media, from things like Facebook, from the areas in which we attempt to have social exchanges with each other that are no longer really pure. They are highly contaminated with agendas and opinions. And we don't have a lot of honesty of people saying right up front, hey, here's a news report that's highly salt and pepper shaped of my opinion, someone else's opinion, and we got more opinion here than we have fact. But here's the story anyway. When's the last time you heard that kind of disclosure at the beginning of the news report? You don't, okay? But it's going on. You start doing a little bit of research, which means you have to take some of your very precious time and start doing the research. And then you have to even know what are the valid avenues of research that are part of the whole system feeding the opinion mill that's coming out as news. That's amazing that anybody ever in this world can get to truly factual information. It's not easy. It's really, truly not an easy task. Well, if we can't even get to the truthful information in our daily world, doesn't that raise a huge red flag? How much more difficult has it become in the unseen world with ourselves? I know. That's something that gives us pause. It's kind of upsetting, isn't it? Indeed. But unless you're upset, are you ever going to do anything about it? Do you see how awareness is the key? So if we don't have legitimate, clear, correct awareness, we have a crisis, don't we? And if we're not aware that we don't, the crisis is even bigger because we're in a blind spot. Nothing can harm anyone as much as blind spots.
Yes, I wanted to get back in here. The guest call number 619-789-4304. 619-789-4304. I think this is a very interesting show. Am I coming through okay?
Mm-hmm. You sound like you're in a tin can. But...
Well, it's something's going on with the Skype connection. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that we actually did this today because talked to people about it over the years, and one of the people came up to me and just said, he says, well, the personality is real.
Oh.
And so I said, well, from what perspective are you looking at this from? He goes, well, it's real. And I said, so you're thinking you're the personality. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looked at me and I said, that must be what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So you're totally identified with your personality as being real. And nothing else is going to ever come into play that's going to, you know, get you beyond this identification. And he didn't know what to say after that.
And that's because this is part of that crisis problem that we're talking about. And it is a crisis. And a crisis means a critical situation has occurred. And it has a certain momentum. Otherwise, we don't really hit a crisis.
You're clear now.
I'm clear now? Okay, good. As I still hear it. Anyhow, I just hope this is coming across well to you, to our listeners. So this whole idea that this poor gentleman did not really understand was, as a sincere person, he has not been given the type of information to help him get clarity so that he can realize what is the personality versus what is his presence. Personality and presence are two different things, yet we have a relationship with both of them. But it helps. I mean, it's like actually not only just helps, it's vital for us to have the clarity of one, the difference, and two, our ability to perceive the difference so that we can make conscious choices and be aware of what's coming from what aspect of ourselves. So the personality is actually the ego mind, and the personality has a lot of identification with external authority. What do I mean by that? Well, that's the world. I go to a church, they give me dogma, I say what they say is the undeniable truth of this universe. That may or may not be correct. Now, there's all kinds of books and writings from people who have exposed that dogma in and of itself, even though popular and well accepted, is flawed. It has some bits and pieces of truth, and I like to call those the golden thread. And then it has a whole bunch of stuff wrapped around it to give you good feelings, and it's really important that dogma give you a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings, or eventually you're just going to get disgusted with it. But then again, depending on the type of warm, woolly blanket that a specific dogma is putting around the golden thread of truth, you're going to get a whole wide range of ideas that are flawed, from things that are focused on grief and shame and guilt, telling, oh my God, you know, anything that's not making you feel good and being aligned with what supposedly the truth is means you're bad. You're responding to your animal nature. And there's a lot of shame and blame that gets dumped upon you. And it's put through this thinking mill that turns it into saying, now you've got to find a way to get rid of this and make amends for being who you are, what you are, so that God can love you again. Okay? That's a very popular, crazy idea that causes a massive awareness issue because it's got a lot of false information in it. Okay, and I'm beginning. Can you hear me okay, Will?
It's starting to semi-cut out again.
All right, let's go on to yours. I just heard a little beep in the background, and maybe I have an issue with the headset.
Yeah, so if you've got your attention awareness externalized predominantly, then this is what Sharon's pretty much talking about.
So now I'm on to another headset, and gotta love all this technology, don't you? But a big part of all of this is really talking about how, in reality, do we really have the awareness we need to have? Do we? Or is our awareness under a woolly blanket? In other words, beliefs, dogma, maybe even opinions, maybe even an external agenda where somebody or something or an organization is attempting to manipulate us to think down a certain path. And one of the big things that tells you that you may be really staring down a crisis of awareness is if blind faith is part and parcel of what you have to do to continue to stay aligned with your faith. Your faith. If it's blind, what does that mean? It means specifically there's things you are not aware of. Okay? If it's blind faith, you are being asked to suspend awareness. And you are being told there is no answer. It's some unfathomable, totally unreachable inability as a human to ever understand. That's a lie. That is outright a lie. You are an infinite, eternal spirit, which is an aspect of the divine. You know, the divine is like this big, huge, beautiful, magnificent, radiant diamond. With each aspect of humanity, each person as a cut, one of those facets of the diamond. And all of us give this grand brilliance to the expression of the divine as a human beings. And we are meant to walk this earth with the connection and awareness of that aspect of how we are one. That's why the universal teaching is love your neighbor as yourself, because we are all part of that same magnificent diamond, and we're all a unique expression. Now, we can call that our personality, but if the personality is tainted by the ego mind and not allowed to be the divine coming through the ego mind, like a transparent window, this is an easy idea to understand. If the light that you are, your higher self, your aspect of the divine, cannot shine through your window pure and bright, but instead it's got to go through all kinds of gunk on the window, well, that's the ego mind interfering. That is where your personality begins to dominate. And the personality is not a pure reflection of that unique facet of the diamond that you are. Now, you might want to listen to the show a couple times, because what I said is easy to understand, but it might be so dramatically different than any way you've thought about it before that it might make your mind go, whoa, wow, what the heck was that she just said? That's overwhelming. Only overwhelming if you are hearing this for just the first or second time and you're not getting the chance to think each sentence through and say, does that make sense? What does that really mean? Okay, that means this. Okay, next sentence. But you can do that by replaying. That's the beauty of a podcast. So you can listen and really analyze what's being said, because you have to do the thinking. And unless you're thinking and pondering this within yourself without beliefs filtering it, because that's part of what makes the window not totally clear. You see, your higher self, that which is the creator, that which is God in you, that which is the God in everyone, is our beloved creator. That aspect of reality is the only thing that is true. It's the only thing that is true. And that aspect knows only how to love and embrace its goodness. And it's harmonically resonant with everything. There is no aspect from the divine side of our existence that desires war, that desires separation, that says somebody is better than another. There absolutely does not exist. So, how do we bring that harmonic beauty where we're all equal and we're all beloved and we all have these beautiful, creative ways of expressing that are pure and whole and joyous and peaceful? How do we get there? Well, we have to clear down our window. We have to clean and wash our window. So how do we do that? Do we do it by praying? Well, we've been doing that for thousands of years, and it doesn't seem like that gets the window clear and keeping it clear, does it? No, it doesn't. It gives us a little, it helps us find maybe a crack in the window. We need something more powerful. We need to be able to transmute the energy that is gunking the window up. We know from, well, Einstein and scientists, we now know as modern man that we are energy. We're more energy than we are a physical body. Again, if we're totally out-focused to the outer world, we don't see that very well. But our presence, our spirit recognizes. And this energy field has a resonance. And it's the only thing that matters is what are we resonating with? See, this is an awareness thing. Are you resonating with the outer world and its values, ego values? Are you all focused on getting and having more money, more fame, getting people to like you, being important, having a story to tell? All of that is the ego's narrative. Your higher self's narrative is, how do we get to be peaceful again? How do we come to be the pure expression of the divine? See, there's a difference of awareness. So we have a massive crisis, don't we? Because we don't know how to get and allow that which is real and eternal in us and is just harmonically resonant with the divine. We don't know how to get that into present time. Okay? And if we can't get it into present time, we definitely have a major issue. So, the truth is the only thing that will set you free. We've heard that. But truth means that which is correct with God, with the Creator. Not what is correct by my religion. Because there may be a percentage of what is correct and a percentage that is not. So self-gnosis is know yourself as your higher self. And it's a process that is now intricately connected to this idea, this awareness, this knowingness, and your higher self knows how to shift and transmute your energy field. So self-gnosis as a way of coming into optimizing your awareness and getting your awareness out of crisis is offers to you a new paradigm, a way of looking at all the woolly blankets stripped away and just the golden thread of truth. You need that first. You need that first so that you can start recognizing in your personal self what you need to recognize about your holy inner self. So, from there, once you have the golden thread of truth, you'll start thinking differently and you'll realize, why would I worship the divine when we are one? I want to dance with the divine and allow the divine to lead the dance as I'm going through life. So this is the whole idea of understanding what is self-gnosis. You can go, because you need the time to think this over. So I've written some books to make it easy for you to have time to think it over. There is Tangle with the Divine, Bring Your Light into the Life, Bring Your Life into the Light. Beautiful, yes. And that is the cliff notes to a much bigger source body of knowledge. That is the Self-Gnosis Trilogy. In the Self-Gnosis Trilogy, the first book is Preface to Your Eternity. Unearth Your Sacred Knowing. Either way, both books give you a new foundation to think about. Don't believe it. Think about it. Let your presence come forward. Read it slowly, one sentence at a time. Put it by your bedstand so you can think about it and it can influence you while you're asleep to whether what you're reading is on the right track or not. So you can go to your favorite bookstore and buy the book in either form, electronic or in written. You can go to Amazon. You can go to your library and ask them to bring the books in either form. I've made it available so that it can go and be available to people around the world in any way that makes it easy and accessible for you. Why? Because I've written in those books what I've come to discover and recognize as a new level of thinking, and can help you come to a level of awareness from my own coming into the self-gnosis, knowing myself, wow, how could I not see what was also true for you? Because as facets of a diamond, we're all part of the same thing. To next week on the Edge of Truth, take care.